This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kicking off another week of fun here with you and us here in the Keene, New Hampshire snowy studios. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, and you can Skype into the show at Skype username LRN.FM, and that's actually where our first call is coming from here tonight. Wanted to update you on what's going on in Oroville, and tonight I didn't ask him to call in, but he just so happened to. Our last caller from, or one of our last callers from last night.
Well, we did mention at the end of the show last night, we at least suggested
that he could call back.
He could call back at
True.
The beginning of the show.
Well, anyway, here he is, Benjamin Bartholomew from the Yuba City area in California, just to the south of Oroville, where we discussed last night about the Oroville Dam, the tallest dam in the United States. That the dam itself is supposedly fine, but what's called the spillway, there's two spillways. One of them is the concrete, the main spillway, where they can control and adjust the cubic feet per minute of water that is being ejected from the structure. So the spillways are not part of the dam. They're separate from it. And anyway, what happened was, Benjamin, you're here with us. Welcome. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So correct me if I've got any of this wrong. So this concrete spillway had been eroded to the point where there was a large hole that had developed in it, apparently. And
based on one of the articles that I read, it was 200 feet wide, 30 feet deep.
So they were worried that that rushing a bunch more water down this spillway was going to worsen the erosion and cause more problems. They're already looking at a $200 million repair bill, apparently, for this thing. You factor in that, plus there was a lot of rain. So the drought, not a problem right now in California. They've been getting a bunch of wet weather. And so this lake that the dam is up on there, their Oroville Lake, had risen to the point where they needed to eject quite a bit of water from it. And so they tried slowing down the water that was coming out from the main spillway, and that resulted in the backup spillway, or the emergency spillway, being used for the first time in the dam's history. So because they couldn't rush enough water out quickly enough to bring the level of this lake down as far as they wanted to, it started to spill over the other spillway, which is like a 1,700-foot long, just an earthen thing that, you know, sort of like the lip of a bowl, I think is how you described it. Benjamin, go ahead.
Yeah. So you have the dam, and that's 920 feet tall or whatever. At the 900-feet mark, so if you think of like a bowl, and then you think like below the edge of the bowl, there's like an indent. Yeah, they're like, oh, we'll just let water go out just normally, and so it won't go over the top of the dam. Which
right.
Would be
a better example, I think, would be most people realize in their sinks, at least in the bathroom sink, there's that hole to prevent the sink from overflowing.
Yeah, kind of
so
like
it's
that.
It's kind of like that.
Except 1,700 feet wide.
It's kind of like that, yeah.
But it's so, below the top to, you know, sort of make sure it doesn't overflow.
Right, and what happened was that had never been used in the history of the dam. Was built back in 1968. This was the first time it ever happened. Turned out that it was just too much erosion that happened as a result of the water rushing over it, and they were worried that that other spit, that emergency spillway, was going to fail big time. Like, it was already starting to fail, but they were worried it would be a complete failure, and that water, like, I saw somebody say in one of the reports today, one of the government guys say that it would be like a 30-foot wave of water that would come rushing down the hill or whatever this is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good.
So they ordered Oroville, they ordered the surrounding towns. There's hundreds of thousands of people. Apparently, Oroville's only got 15,000 people, but the whole area has
about
been
200,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 200,000.
You were caught up in that last night, Benjamin, when you called us to update us on the situation. It was bumper-to-bumper traffic as you were trying to get out. What's the latest?
Okay, so the latest right now is that yesterday they were like, it could fail within an hour.
Right.
Like, that was what they were thinking. That's why they ordered the evacuation. Right now, there's no imminent threat, but they haven't called back the evacuation. Although it's interesting, I'm updating you. We just came back from Marysville and Yuba City, my girlfriend Rachel and I, and because we went back because the bridges going in were empty and or open, and so we're like, let's just go see if we can go back in and maybe get a few more things from our house. And so we went, and it's like practically a ghost town. There are still some people there, but it's dead. And then we went. And it's like no businesses in Marysville seemed open. Then we went over the bridge into Yuba City, and I would say 90% of the businesses are closed. But we went to a McDonald's and grabbed a bite to eat, and we went to the Target. And they had a skeleton crew there of people. Their cashier, he was from Sacramento, because we asked him, like, where are you from? And he's like, I came up from Sacramento because so they're apparently pulling people up to just get stuff out to whoever needs it.
Now, what does it look like? You said the roads in are obviously empty, but is it still bumper to bumper traffic getting out? So, what's that look like?
That seemed to probably clear up last night.
Okay.
Once I think everybody finally got out. I know some of the highways out, they closed down the lanes of the highways going into the towns.
Mm-hmm.
And switched them so that there were more lanes for people
going
to get out.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, so you were able to get back in. Were you able to go back to your house? Was there any police that tried to stop you, or were you good to go?
No, and one of the neighbors on the street we lived at, he was out mowing his yard. And we were like, really, dude? So some people clearly are just like, you know,
they're going to ride it out. They're going to ride it out. Yeah.
There were police around. It looked like they were just trying to do whatever, but it didn't look like they were harassing anyone or doing anything like that. So,
no word of any kind of, because one of the things we saw, and it's probably not uncommon to see this, when people leave an area, it leaves it open to criminals because there's nobody there to defend, you know, to defend their property. Did you see any kind of, or have you heard any evidence or reports of looting or anything, property being destroyed?
I know that is a concern, just like you said, because people are gone, so then a criminal element might come in. And that might be why there were so many police on the streets just roaming around, keeping an eye on things, I guess, as best I can put it.
All right.
So we also saw EMTs and firefighters just driving around and doing whatever. I don't know exactly what they're doing, so...
So as my understanding is, the update on the situation at the dam is that they've been using helicopters to fly in bags, and they started this last night, to fly in bags of rocks to basically shore up this other spillway that had begun to fail. That is their temporary solution to the problem. And they also said that it didn't appear that the main spillway was being further eroded in any significant manner by a large rush of water. So they have increased their throughput to 100,000 cubic feet per minute again.
Yeah, one of the issues was they weren't releasing as much through the main spillway. And that's why it went up, like you were saying. But now with the auxiliary spillway having problems, they said, open it up. And they just are trying to get out as much water as they can to lake it down. And that they were like, oh, wow, it's not actually causing as much damage opening it up all the way as we thought it might. So hopefully they just get it down as much as possible. Now, I was concerned I was like, oh, there might be a problem. This was a couple of days ago. Oh, there might be a problem, but it will be when it starts raining again. That's going to be...
Right, that's what they're worried about, is that they're expecting more rain coming up later, so they're trying... And I'm sorry, I said cubic feet per minute. It's cubic feet per second. That's a big difference. So that's what they're doing. They're trying to lower the lake level by 50 feet before the rain starts again. And right now, they're saying, you know, nobody's allowed to come back into their homes. If you got more you wanted to share, you can stick with us. Otherwise, thanks for the call, Benjamin. We'll continue. Up to you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about, well, we were talking about Oroville. I don't know if there's really that much more to say. Benjamin Bartholomew had joined us, one of our longtime listeners and supporters, who lives out in the Oroville, California area, where there are hundreds of thousands of people who have been displaced from their homes. Sorry, you gotta go, the government says, and most people went, but there are apparently a few holdouts who are, as he described, one of his neighbors, still mowing his lawn, while there's a possibility of a 30-foot wall of water busting free from the dam's emergency spillway.
Well, you know, if your grass needs cut anyway, all of that water is just going to wind up causing it to grow even more.
All that water is probably going to rip your grass out.
But have you ever tried to cut wet grass?
It's awful.
Have you ever
seen absolutely horrible.
Flooded grass?
You can't do it.
It's usually just not there.
You just can't do it. I mean, you can't get farther than 2 feet.
Right.
But you know what? So they might fine him while he's away if his grass is
gets too high.
So he might have to stay and cut his grass before he leaves.
Cut your grass before you leave.
And have to cut his grass on the way out of California.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if there were, you know, the equivalent of the hurricane party in Florida, where I come from, the people who lived down there for a long time. Whenever a hurricane would come up, we wouldn't really do much about it. Just kind of, you know, party.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, people, some people really freak out, man, when it comes
freaking
to hurricanes.
Freaking out is not doing something about it.
Yeah, but
there is nothing you can do about a hurricane. It's going to come.
Yeah, but I guess they would leave, right? Like some people would voluntarily choose to leave their home and out of fear of
Well, right,
of
yeah,
a
you should leave.
Well, we wouldn't. And so I think this is the kind of the California flooding equivalent of that. So, you know, I don't know if there's much more to say here. They're trying to shore up the other spillway. They're trying to shore it up with bags of rocks that are being flown in by helicopter. And Daryl, you actually have a story about this, because we touched on last night. You had said, you know, if the government had never built this dam in the first place, then none of these problems would have happened.
Correct.
And
that applies to any dam or any levee. Because what happens, and I'll explain it again, because, you know, chances are people listening now might not have been listening last night. You wind up, you know, all right, we're going to destroy all of this land, make all of this stuff uninhabitable by building a dam here and building this big, huge, giant lake. Without ever thinking, what happens if the dam that we're building winds up failing, and then all of the land downstream that we're making habitable
right.
now becomes, you know, part of this area that would wind up being destroyed. So, you know, some government...
Is that the reason why dams are built, though, is to make, you know, habitable land? Or aren't there other reasons for it, like that they need some sort of water basin or some... I mean, I'm not a... environmental expert or anything.
I think they're usually built to keep water out.
Right, so depending on the location, there could be one or more reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's we want to, you know, store up this water to use it as a reservoir. We want to store this water and have turbines up under and use it for hydroelectric.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the, if we wind up,
right.
you know, making this instead of a big wide river into a tiny stream and have all of this water stored, there's more land that's, you know, right now by the riverbed that gets flooded occasionally now winds up becoming habitable. So, you know, there's one or more reasons and sometimes all three of those reasons for why a dam winds up getting built. But it's one of those things to where they're not looking past of, okay, we're going to build this to what happens if and when this winds up failing and all of this water winds up going downstream.
According to TheAtlantic.com, the dam, which sits south of Chico and north of Sacramento, was eventually completed in 1968, creating the nation's tallest dam. It forms the head of California's massive Byzantine State Water Project. The SWP moves water from Northern California south towards Los Angeles, an average of 3 million acre feet per year. A drop of water that starts at Lake Oroville above the dam takes 10 days to move all the way to the end of the system south of Los Angeles. So apparently this was some big water control, water direction scheme right. on the part of the state of California.
And in New England, specifically it's in Massachusetts, but people all over New England have heard of this thing called the Quabbin.
I've not.
Which is a big giant reservoir not too terribly far from Palmer, Mass.,
okay.
where you've been.
Yep.
And they destroyed, absolutely destroyed, four towns to make this reservoir so that people in Boston can have drinking water that they don't have to desalinate from the ocean.
Got it. So what happened here? Because apparently there were some warnings about this.
There were some warnings.
Before you get into that, yesterday, this weekend, it was actually yesterday that they announced, earlier in the day yesterday, that everything's fine with the spillway at the Oroville Dam. Don't worry, everything's fine. And then 4 hours later, they sent out this emergency evacuation order saying the dam was going to burst. Or not the dam, but the spillway was going to fail completely.
Right.
Possibly as soon as 1 hour from the issuance of the order. So they went from one message to a completely different message within a span of 5 hours. Turns out it hasn't completely failed, but they haven't worked
shore
it up. And they're
still saying that it could completely fail at any moment.
Right.
Which I would rather them say that and then nothing happened, then them say, everything's fine, and then the spillway and the dam completely go.
But apparently
I think that if your local government officials start all of a sudden talking about a dam or some other infrastructure for no reason and randomly claiming that it's safe, that most people kind of get the hint that, like, maybe something's wrong and maybe they should leave for a minute.
No, most people are not, I don't think, skeptical of.
So they didn't come out of nowhere.
I mean, that's not even a government skeptical thing. That's just a living in the area and knowing the area thing. Like, oh, the mayor's talking about the dam for no reason. Maybe I should pack a bag.
Well,
like,
it wasn't no reason.
It wasn't for no reason. Somebody noticed a big, giant gash
in
it.
But when they were still claiming it was safe.
No, somebody noticed a big gash, and then there was something in the spillway, and then, they checked it out, and that's when they said, it's okay. So it wasn't just, oh, we're having a press conference because it's Friday to tell you that there's nothing wrong with the dam.
Right, I understand that, but from the perspective of saying that there's nothing wrong, I feel like most people kind of know their area enough to where, oh, this random government agent, or the government agent who talks about this particular infrastructure,
well, it wasn't random.
Talking about it.
It wasn't random. I mean,
right.
This had been building up over a week. This was a week's worth of news, if not more, where they found the damage earlier in the week. This didn't all just happen on one day.
But I'm saying, I think that most people kind of are smart enough to figure out when they should evacuate based on what people are talking about, even if they're
you
even
think
if they're
most
saying
people,
the opposite
understanding
of
you,
what
you're saying, most people in your mind will decide to evacuate, perhaps, if the mayor is just simply talking about the dam.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm confused. Let's continue.
So am I.
The toll-free number here is 850. I don't like to say what most people would do because honestly, there are a bunch of different people out there and. Most people, I think, a lot of people want to be told what to do, and that's what's happening here. But what happened 12 years ago? These guys had a heads up about this, apparently, and Daryl, you've got that story. This didn't come out of nowhere. 855-450-FREE.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial on in toll free. Join us right here. Our number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is the potential for a government created disaster in Oroville, California, with the fear that there might be a 30 foot wall of water at some point rushing down the hill to the communities that are beneath the Oroville Dam. They were evacuated last night in very, very short notice as the government decided that the emergency spillway may completely fail after being used for the very first time ever in the 50 years.
Almost 50, 48, yeah, close enough to 50.
That since it had been constructed, pretty serious situation that included at least one of our listeners out there, Benjamin Bartholomew, who called in from the traffic jam as people were trying to get out of the situation there. We're going to continue with that discussion. Also, HostGator has got a great deal for you if you want to put a website together. Maybe start up your own blog. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. And you'll get 50% off their regular prices. 50%. 50%. HostGator's got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. They've also got a 99.99% uptime rating, which is a lot better than the Oroville Dam. So you don't have to worry about outages. You can get the special deal for you as a Free Talk Live listener from one of the top hosting companies out there. It's HostGator. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, for 50% off. So, Daryl, you're going to go back into the past here a little bit. Where's the source on this story?
This is Mercury News, which is the newspaper for, I believe, San Jose.
So apparently there was a warning given to the environmental bureaucrats on this.
There was more than one warning. More than a decade ago, federal and state officials and some of California's largest water agencies rejected concerns that the massive earthen spillway at Oroville Dam, at risk of collapse as of the writing of this article, could erode during heavy winter rains and cause a catastrophe. Three environmental groups, the Friends of the River, the Sierra Club, and the South Yuba Citizens League, filed a motion with the federal government on October 17, 2005, as part of Oroville Dam's relicensing process, urging federal officials to require that the dam's emergency spillway be armored with concrete rather than remain as an earthen hillside.
Yeah.
The groups filed the motion with FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, abbreviated FERC throughout the article. They said that the dam, built and owned by the state of California, finished in 1968, did not meet modern safety standards because in the event of extreme rain and flooding, fast-rising water would overwhelm the main concrete spillway, then flow down the emergency spillway that could cause heavy erosion that would create flooding for communities downstream.
Because that's what water does. It erodes things.
But also could cause a failure known as loss of crest control. And then they explain.
Okay.
A loss of crest control could not only cause additional damage to project lands and facilities, but also cause damage and threaten lives in the protected floodplain downstream. FERC, however, rejected the request after the State Department of Water Resources and the water agencies that would likely have to pay the bill for the upgrades said that they were unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've never had to use this spillway before. I've had it for 40 years, and we've never needed it.
Those agencies included the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, which provides water to 19 million people in Los Angeles, San Diego, and other areas, along with the State Water Contractors, an association of 27 agencies that buy water from the state of California through the State Water Project. The association includes the Metropolitan Water District, Kern County Water Agency, the Santa Clara Valley Water District, and the Alameda County Water District. Federal officials at the time, again, back in 2005, when they were told, we might have a problem here, federal officials said the emergency spillway was designed to handle 350,000 cubic feet per second and that the concerns were overblown.
So the feds and the California government basically said, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. You're just worrying about stuff, you silly goose.
So let's see. We've got the, you said the Sierra Club. What were the other two organizations?
The Sierra Club, the South Yuba Citizens League, and Friends of the River.
So people who actually care about the environment.
Yes.
Who, you know, have an interest just because they actually care, as opposed to the bureaucrats who just, you know, are bureaucrats, and maybe some of them care, but ultimately they don't have the right incentives.
Right. So not only do these people care about the environment, but they also, you know, live in the area, so if this thing winds up failing, they get affected.
Well, I don't know that the fact that somebody cares about the environment gives them credibility when talking about how we should build infrastructure, because then they might make bad decisions because of that.
Right, but when they're telling you, hey, this big blob of dirt that you have might wind up falling apart at some point, and that's going to
be
detrimental to the environment, the people that make the decisions to put the big blob of dirt there are going to say, we didn't make any mistakes when we put a big blob of dirt.
Right. And people need to, first of all, quit making dams out of dirt, because that's stupid. And second of all, yes, because a bunch of people told them that, like a bunch of people told you, hey, you might want to look into this. Maybe that puts you on notice, but the fact that they're environmental groups, to me, doesn't give them any more credence than random people writing it.
Well, I mean, somebody who studies these matters has more credence than the average Joe who doesn't know anything about dams or whatever. Like, I don't know. This is the most I've ever learned about a dam here, okay, within the last 48 hours. This is it. That now, what I was bringing that up for was the government shouldn't be running these things. The Sierra Club or, you know, these other environmental groups, people who actually have an interest in taking care of land and who probably know a thing or two about it,
yes,
should be the ones who are running these structures, building them in the first place, right, fundraising for them, taking responsibility.
I can almost guarantee that if the Sierra Club were to build a dam, it would not be something that is, I believe this thing's 40 foot taller than the Hoover Dam, okay, that winds up. What was the calculation we did last night? This thing holds like 1 trillion gallons of water.
The lake, yeah, that's dammed up.
That's a lot of water to wind up, you know, holding back behind a big blob of dirt.
Right. So I wasn't saying necessarily that these guys are the best experts, but they would be better, in my opinion, than the government at running this dam or creating it in the first place.
So would absolutely anyone else. But Daryl was kind of, to me, making it sound like because they're environmental groups, we should trust them on how to do things that you might otherwise want to make decisions.
No. Obviously, they're going to want to spend
the environment.
No, obviously, they're going to want to spend as much government money or as much taxpayer dollars as they can on their pet projects. So that's not to say they should be. Their opinion should always be trusted.
Well, my concern would be, I mean, and everybody's going to want go and apply for the grants and want to get the government money, so that's kind of equal across the board. My concern would be that they're going to make decisions because they're environmental groups that place the environment above people, whereas I would do the opposite. That would be my concern.
Yeah, sure, and I understand the concern, but if they were the ones who are running the dam, if they owned it in the first place, then that would not be your concern, because it wouldn't be taxpayer dollars that would be involved. That's all I was saying, was that they should be the ones. It's the people who have an interest in the environment who should be the ones who are handling environmental matters, not the government.
Right, and again, I am fairly confident to say that if the Sierra Club built a dam, it would not be this big. And then, you know, they wouldn't have to worry about the operators of it not listening to their concerns. There's more to this.
We'll get to it. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Plus, Skype in. It's Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough new biotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only 1 free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. To see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make health care reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower health care costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, in the studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. As we continue discussing the Oroville Dam impending potential disaster. They are taking this so seriously now, all of a sudden, that they have decided to evacuate 200,000 people from the area beneath the dam, the town of Oroville and surrounding towns far down as south as Yuba City. I'm not sure how far south the evacuations have gone, but Yuba City's like 15, 20 miles away. So pretty serious situation. Traffic was backed up bumper to bumper last night as people were exiting. Thankfully, the spillway, the emergency spillway, has not completely failed as they expected it to last night. They've been working feverishly to shore it up with bags of rocks as it had been eroding, in that it was being used for the very first time ever since the dam was constructed back in 1968 due to the incredibly high levels of water in Lake Oroville. And, Daryl, you're going back in time a little bit here to 2005, where the bureaucrats in California and the federal regulators were warned by three different groups.
Yes.
Who one of them was the Sierra Club, the others were just sort of, you know, local interest groups.
The South Yuba Citizens League and the Friends of the River.
Who basically came to a hearing. They had some sort of hearing on a recertification for the dam. And they came to this hearing and said, you know, this emergency spillway that you have probably should be, you know, add some concrete to it. Lock it in. Make it so that if water does spill over the lip of this spillway, you know, as a last resort before possibly going over the dam, this is sort of the that emergency measure, that release valve, right, if you will, 1,700-foot wide spillway. Once water starts going over that, they're saying it's going to erode, and that's what happened, because it was used for the first time this weekend, basically, or in the last few days, and resulted in this evacuation, because they realized that, uh-oh, this is going to erode, and we better do something about it fast. So what you said you wanted to share more from this story.
Yeah, so after they filed this, John Underdock, a civil engineer with FERC, FERC being the federal...
Is this after they got rejected by FERC, the federal regulators?
No, this is after they filed.
After they filed, okay, because I know you told us they'd already they'd rejected it.
Right, well, it said that the thing was rejected,
yeah, okay.
But the senior civil engineer for the San Francisco office of FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, in July 2006 wrote a memo to his managers that says, it is important to recognize that during a rare event with the emergency spillway flowing at its design capacity, spillway operations would not affect reservoir control or endanger the dam. The emergency spillway meets FERC engineering guidelines for an emergency spillway. The guidelines specify that during a rare flood event, it is acceptable for the emergency spillway to sustain significant damage.
So it's acceptable.
It's acceptable for spillways to wind up being damaged.
Interesting.
So therefore, we don't need to protect the spillway from being damaged because it's acceptable.
Let's go to Bill. He's in Lake Isabella, California, which is way to the south of this location. Bill, listening to KVLI. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, how you guys doing up there in New Hampshire?
Welcome. We're great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Love your show. Hey, yeah, I live down here. I live next to Lake Isabella, which is located about 55 miles east of Bakersfield. Mm-hmm. Now, you're discussing on your show why they build these dams up here. The main cause, we actually have two dams here. There's the main dam and there's an auxiliary dam. And the auxiliary dam is the most dangerous dam in the United States, the one we have here.
Really?
It's been declared the most dangerous dam. It is administered by the Army Corps of Engineers, which I think is the one up there, too. The reason that this dam was built was to mainly to because Bakersfield was being flooded on a regular basis by the Kern River, so it was for flood control. And secondly, it's for the water is owned by. I mean, our water bills cost hundreds of dollars a month up here. We live around the lake here. We don't even have access to the water. We have to drill wells around. You know, like pay our water company here. All the water is owned by Bakersfield and that Central Valley down there.
Huh.
And the water goes down there, and it's initially used for fracking. They mix it in with fracking fluids in the oil fields, and then it's recovered, and they supposedly clean it up, and then they spray it on crops and irrigate orchards down there.
Huh.
So if you live in New Hampshire, if you're buying produce or anything like that, they're, it's probably, if it came from California, it likely was irrigated with fracking water. I don't know if you want to hear anything like that. But
it's interesting.
What's going on with our dam is they're starting a 5-year project here in Lake Isabella to repair our dam because they discovered it's located over an earthquake fault.
Uh-oh.
And it could fail and it could kill probably around 15,000-20,000 people at any minute.
Jeez.
And I live about a quarter mile away from it. I'm right at the dam level, so when it does fail, the water will go below me. I used to live below the dam, but I was afraid to live down here.
Yeah, it sounds like a really risky thing to do.
Well, our dam has a spillway, but it's just there's no floodgate, and we don't even have an emergency spillway on our lake here. There isn't one. When they do the dam project, they're going to be installing an emergency spillway, but it's going to be concrete lined. And the problem with the one in Oroville is just dirt. It's not concrete lined. It's just a hillside.
It's just a dirt. Yeah, it's like a dirt lip.
Yeah, it's like taking a garden hose. And, let's say you have your garden hose and there's a dirt hill, like a little hill there, a pile of dirt. Put the garden hose on the pile of dirt and it's going to chew a hole in the dirt. And as far as the other spillway, the one that was lined with concrete, that's just something that you really can't. I know that they were warned about it earlier, but there has been so much rain up here this year and snow. And there's more coming. It's supposed to start raining again Thursday night up here. And, our lake is already up towards the maximum pool level because they have to keep it lower because of the because of the dam's risk. Yeah, we're like I said earlier, we're the number one most dangerous dam in the United States here, and the city of Bakersfield. Well, if our dam failed, the city of Bakersfield would be under about 10 feet of water. The entire city.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
Bill, thanks for calling and sharing that situation, and it sounds like you, at the very least, have gotten up to higher ground, so that's
probably
a good choice.
Yeah, I mean, we had a fire in the summer, and I dodged the fire, and if the dam breaks, I'll be able to dodge that. It's pretty precarious living out
here. Yeah, it sounds pretty risky. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, listening to KBLI out there. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, of course, we're here in a valley in Keene, New Hampshire, and there has been some pretty serious flooding here. It actually happened a year before I moved. There was a good chunk of this city that was underwater. So we're not exactly in the best place here.
Well, and I know not long after I moved, there was some pretty bad flooding that wiped out parts of two of the roads leading into Keene just north.
Yep.
And it happened while I was at work.
And you couldn't get back, right?
And I wound up having to
go the
drive
long way.
Like a really, really, really long way around.
Right.
There were no detour signs telling me how to come.
Well,
so I'm just like following roads. Oh, this road's closed too. Okay. Turn around, go find something. Oh, I think that this road goes to Peterboro. And, yeah, I worked, like, you know, 40 miles north of here. I wound up driving about 160 miles to get back home.
Wow.
Because all the roads, I would come down. Oh, it's closed.
How long did that take you? 4 hours?
About 2.5.
So, back when we moved here, when we moved Free Talk Live up here back in 2006, the house that we're broadcasting from, I made sure, having known about the flooding, that this was not one of the areas of town that had been flooded. But that doesn't mean it wouldn't be if, like, you know, a dam failed or something like that. So, you know, life does involve risk, but there are some things that you can do to lessen it, like not living right beneath a dam. That's probably a bad idea.
Well, and based on maps that I pulled up, apparently Yuba City is about 30 miles south of Oroville Dam.
Yeah, okay. I was looking at it yesterday, last night. It looked like 20 miles, but yeah, that sounds about right. And they had to evacuate.
Yes.
Yuba City's also, there's a river that runs through it as well, so they were worried that that river was going to overflow, basically. So there you go. I don't know. Is there more to share, Daryl? We pretty much hammered this one out.
We're pretty much done, because now it just starts talking about things that happened last week.
Well, since we're talking about California, there is news about Colorado, and that is that weed is now officially a billion-dollar industry. Legally, we already knew it was a multi-billion-dollar industry in the black market, but it is now officially a billion-dollar industry in Colorado, just Colorado, because of legalization. Plus, California's secession, are they going to be able to do it when they're going to the feds for a handout? We'll tell you about it. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.